Despite Britain's image as a wet and rainy country, experts are increasingly concerned that climate change, population growth and a dry southeast will risk future water supplies without significant interventions. And some of those may be our responsibility as householders. So should we be taking personal responsibility for our water usage and be flushing the toilet less often? Is that a really easy win? Well, that's the subject of today's In My Opinion. Environmental campaigner Angela Jones has, I think, a fair amount to say on the topic. Morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Now, I think for some people this feels pretty obvious. Just don't flush the loo when you have a wee. Is that something that's just routine in your house?
It's much bigger than that. You know, to think every time you flush that toilet, you've got 4 to 6 litres of clean water that has got a huge carbon footprint of being clean before it comes in there. It doesn't make sense whatsoever, you know? We can put a man on the moon, but we can't put grey water to flush our toilets. You know, we've got so much water that we could use from our dishwasher, wash machine, rainwater. There's so many devices that you can put into your toilet that you would be flushing less, but still, we continue every wee. We're flushing.
So I want to get into the subject of grey water, but just on a really kind of simple thing that everyone can do immediately, if we stopped flushing after every single wee, that would save how much water? Do we have any idea?
Oh, my gosh. You think an average person, you know, 5 to 6 wees. So if you cut that by half and you're on, you know, you could save at least 20, 30 litres a day of fresh water. You know, one third of the world hasn't got clean access to drinking water. But you know, we could say about leaving wee in the toilet, and I've been on discussions about this before, and I think you shouldn't be flushing after every wee, no. And every time somebody blows their nose and puts a tissue down the toilet, they flush after that. You know, not only is your bill going to increase for water, but think of the environmental impact. We know that we're very close to, within the next 20, 25 years, that we could run out of water in England. And you've got to think that that water comes from British rivers, you know, and
I just want to challenge you on that particular point. We are going to run out of water in the next 20 to 25 years.
Yeah, what's the evidence for that? Yeah, it's very, very likely, especially in England. You know, the data is out there that we are taking water from British rivers, from lakes. So we know by the likes of 2050 that those rivers and those lakes are going to be at least probably half full. So we are going to reduce the amount of water in our British rivers that are already struggling, and lake. And then, you know, the data is, if you look at the data out there, it's showing that we are really in crisis in water in this country. And really, it's not our God-given right to turn on the tap and get fresh water. We should really respect what we've got coming.
Understand all of that. So, yeah, so it's not like there won't be any water around, but perhaps we will be severely restricted in the amount of water that will be available to us.
Of course we will, like we were in drought last year.
So there are some people who want to flush every time for hygiene reasons. I mean, I don't quite know how much that argument stands, because presumably if you close the lid, then there's not a huge kind of hygiene risk here. But then there are other people who say, why should I be doing this when water companies are leaking billions of gallons of water every year?
Exactly. And that's why I was invited to Westminster to talk on the committee up there. And my first priority is the water companies that have huge amount of loss of fresh water. They need to address that. They need to stop putting our sewerage straight into rivers. I stopped paying my sewerage bill 2 years ago, and I withhold that because I'm totally against the way that the water companies of this country are abusing and using our sewers, our rivers and our seas as open sewers for all. It's absolutely a disgrace. So, yes, it starts from the top, the water companies. But we can all do something in our own homes as well.
I want to read you a long text that we had into us, which I think you'll appreciate, but it's worth going through it all because this also relates to the water companies. Thank you for raising this as the listener. We are a committed Let It Mellow household and use minimal water in other ways, showers, hand washing, teeth cleaning, etc. On a meter, our usage is consistently 70 litres per day per person, which is the half the often quoted average per person that water companies talk about. And this person says, it drives me mad water companies don't make any real effort to help people understand how much they're using. Water companies would only need to add one data item, how many people in each household, and they could present each meter bill in terms of litres per person per day. It's pathetic, the lack of ambition in terms of how little water companies tell people they can save. But there is, of course, no incentive for water companies to have all their customers genuinely reduce usage by a large amount because their income would reduce in proportion. And then this person goes on to say, I'd like to see unit rates for water that are low for basic needs, then ramp up significantly for higher usage. Obviously, there would need to be concessions for those with medical conditions, but we really need to make sure people who needlessly use excessive amounts are paying for it. I mean, I'm thinking you're going to agree with most of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, totally. So if we start using a lot less water, so say every new build, you had a system in there that would go, rainwater would come down into the toilet or the grey water would go into the toilet to flush it through. That makes sense. But really, if you look at the bigger picture, the water companies aren't be going to get that extra payment from us. So that doesn't make sense. And then government as well. So it all, everything ties into it. But I think as an individual person on this planet, we should all take control. And yes, if they itemised how much you're using, I live on my own in my house, so I know how much I use. And I you know, I've got a water butt. Things like a water butt, all these different things should be compulsory in their house.
Well, look, let me say goodbye to you with a little bit of this. I know you want to hear a lot less of it, Angela, so apologies for that, but if you can limit yourself
to respect.
Exactly.
Respect for water. Water is life, full stop.
Thank you very much, Angela Jones,
who
is a campaigner on water issues. So, yeah, she would like you to